Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. Secretary of State Steve Simon vows to protect Minnesota elections from federal overreach. President Trump announced plans to get rid of mail-in ballots and called voting machines highly inaccurate and very expensive. Simon said in a statement, the U.S. Constitution gives states full control of elections and a president has no power to grab election authority. He notes more than 1.2 million Minnesotans cast their ballots from home in 2024. Simon says local officials use ballot tabulators that are certified by federal and state authorities and tested in public before every election. The Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is cheering a judge's ruling that strikes down the state's ban on binary triggers. Vice President Rob Doerr says they argued a gun provision did not belong in a 1,400-page tax and spending bill.
We didn't make a Second Amendment challenge that binary triggers are protected or anything like that. We just simply asserted that the Minnesota Constitution was not followed with this bill, and this provision was a glaring example of that.
A binary trigger allows a gun to fire one round when the trigger is pulled and another when it is released. Minnesota will commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Japanese surrendering in World War II on September 2nd. Kevin Olson with the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum says the ceremony will encapsulate just how important a role our state played throughout the war.
It's a real full circle event because Minnesotans actually fired the absolute very first shots in World War II. And we had a destroyer, the USS St. Paul, that was in Tokyo Bay witnessing that historic surrender.
And Minnesota Twins and A's open a three-game series tonight at Target Field. The Minnesota DNR is offering some new and improved exhibits at this year's state fair. DNR fair coordinator Amelia English says they've revamped the fire prevention exhibit.
We've got the fire tower that's been here forever, and the fire cabin is on ground level, and then some interactive displays so you can learn a little bit more about how big does the fire need to be for you to have to get a burning permit for it, and all those other little details that the DNR keeps track of and can help keep you safe from fire.
The 2025 State Fair opens Thursday and runs through Labor Day, September 1st. And the Minnesota Lynx go for a three-game sweep of the New York Liberty when the teams play again tonight in Brooklyn. The Lynx topped the Liberty 86-80 on Saturday at Target Center following an 83-72 win August 10th at the Barclays Center. Nafisia Collier is listed as doubtful as she recovers from an ankle injury. New York's Brianna Stewart is out with a sore knee. This is MNN.